Across the nation, thousands of residents and families are feeling the strain as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP, benefits have been halted. As Kansan families continue to face this issue, local generosity remains a lifeline. Community-driven efforts like Blessing Boxes have become a vital source of support. These small yet meaningful efforts operate on a simple principle: take what you need, leave what you can. Blessing Boxes offer immediate assistance to self-serve foods and household items with no paperwork, no wait, and no questions asked. As these Blessing Boxes are relied upon more, food safety becomes more important than ever. Unsafe or temperature-sensitive foods can quickly spoil, especially when stored outdoors. If the Blessing Box is located outside a building, or the outdoor temperatures are extremely cold or hot, many foods can be compromised, which can reduce their quality and make them unsafe. A good rule of thumb to go by is, if you wouldn't eat it if it was left out, no one should eat it if it was left out. Items that are open or partially used, rusty, unlabeled, should not be donated to the Blessing Box. It's also important to not donate anything that is homemade or canned at home or has glass that can easily be broken. These all pose a safety risk. For more information, visit K-State's food safety page. This has been Catherine Pinto with your K-State Extension Minute.